This is the Pacifica Foundation Radio PNB Coordinating Committee meeting for July the 16th, 2013. And I'm Richard Giselle. I'm the chair. And Brenda Medina's on here, and she's the secretary. And I'm going to ask Brenda if she will call the roll, please.
Yes, I will. Give me 1 second.
Oh, I might say it's 8:38 when we came on. We started at 8:38.
Okay. So I'll go in alphabetical order. Teresa Allen. Teresa? Okay. Heather Gray? Heather? Okay. And then we have myself, Brenda Medina, I'm here. Then we have Summer Reese.
Present.
Okay. We have Sarine Roberts.
Present.
Hi, Jane. Okay. Raul Salvador?
Present.
Then we have Margie Wilkinson.
Margie asked for excused absence.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Katia Stitt, I totally went out of order.
Present.
Thank you, Katia. Richard Uzel?
Here.
All right, Chair, you have quorum.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections to Margie getting an excused absence? She was going to see her, I think she said, fifth grandchild being born. But that was the best excuse I've heard. Okay, hearing no problem with that, we're going to get started and approve her excuse absence. And now the first thing we need to do after that is approve our agenda. I sent out an agenda a couple hours ago. I hope everybody's had a chance to look at it. The main thing that we had left are still working, I guess, from the last meeting was information coming back about telephone video conferencing, as opposed to our in-person meeting that we normally have. And Brenda and Teresa were going to be reporting on costs, and Heather was going to be reporting on California law. And that's the only thing that I had on the agenda. Did anybody want to add something to the agenda? Does anybody have any objections to the agenda as proposed here? Hello? Okay, I guess that means that the agenda is approved. First thing on that is the approval of the minutes. Brenda, you want to talk about the minutes? Huh?
Sure. We had quite a number of things last meeting. We had a motion that, with an amendment of Teresa proposing that the chair of the Finance Committee, which right now is Tracy Rosenberg, would be invited to the meeting if the CFO was unable to attend the coordinating committee to have somebody that's aware of the finances play a role in the meeting. I amended it to have them attend the meeting but not be a voting member. The amendment passed, and then the main motion passed without objection. We established that the CFO is a voting member of the coordinating committee, and Mr. Salvador did discuss how we were currently in financial distress for having anything like an in-person meeting occur because of the cost, the average cost, as Tracy Rosenberg mentioned a couple meetings ago, was approximately $25,000 per meeting. and he also advised that there were no current funds for the election until Pacifica had a better financial outlook. I proposed telephonic meetings, and then people also discussed the need for an in-person meeting to have interviews for executive director. Myself and Teresa were going to get quotes for the video or telephonic conference calls to replace the in-person meeting for September. Heather said that she was going to get the California law that allowed conference calls in place of an in-person meeting under California Corporations Code. There were a couple of motions proposed by Serene that were not passed. One had to do with having alphabetical order committee reports during the PNB. Another one that also did not pass, that passed with an amendment by summer, was to have a report about the cost between toll-free numbers and non-toll-free numbers. And we would get a report back from the CFO in 60 days. So that would be for the following meeting for the month of August. And that did pass. And then the final motion that we had for that meeting had to do with access to committee calls, so they could, so directors would be allowed onto the committee call without having, so they can participate but not be voting members, and that was by the chair moved to the governance committee. And there was a challenge of the chair, and the ruling of the chair was upheld, so it would be moved to the governance committee. And that's it.
Okay. Is there any objection to these minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. So, Brenda, you can wrap those up, please. All right. First thing on our agenda, first business on our agenda, is this information about the teleconferencing. And Brenda, you were talking to us before the meeting started about that a little bit. You want to let us know what kind of information you got? Oh, but before you start, did somebody else come on the call?
No, it's Katia. The call dropped and I came back.
Okay. Brenda, would you like to give us your information that you gathered? Please.
Sure. So as we mentioned last meeting, we had proposed looking at other alternative means to approve the five stations budget without having to meet in person because of the cost. One of the things that that we talked about was having either web conferencing or teleconferencing. Teleconference being what we're doing right now, talking over the phone, having our discussion that way. Web conferencing, in contrast, would be, I believe, talking over the internet, but also being able to share documents simultaneously and kind of having a website to go to where all of the documents that we would be presenting or discussing would be accessible to anyone that joined that web conferencing. Now, I did get a couple of different quotes. Most of them were for either low cost or free conferencing. And what I did get, and I'll be emailing this to folks, is that for conference calls, there's a website called freeconference.com, and you can use a total of maximum of 5 hours and have as many people. For web conferencing, I did get some that were at rates for minutes. So there was a 15 cents per minute per participant for web conferencing on meetingridge.com and 12 cents a minute per participant from that same website. Then there was another website which I thought was pretty interesting called anymeeting.com, and they had web conferencing for a maximum of 25 members, which would mean it would encompass all of our board members, including our CFO, whoever were to stream it or record it or whatever it may be, for $18 a month. And it didn't mention maximum time. So what I was thinking is that if we were to purchase the service, we would be able to meet either once or twice in order to get the budgets approved. And this would be web conferencing. So, for example, and I'll wrap up to let folks ask any questions. We can look at everybody's budget, and we can have a discussion on it and possibly make changes online, and everyone would be able to access it through the web page that we would all log into. And that's pretty much it. And then I got... Those are the three quotes that I got. I can look into more, but I was kind of looking for one, to see if there was a time maximum, two, if it would accommodate all the members that we have on our board, three, if there would be recording available of the actual call. And these three places, it seemed as they would be able to record the call that we were to have, either web call or conference call.
This is Summer.
Okay.
Sure, go ahead, Summer.
Yeah, thank you, Brenda, for doing all that research. Could you possibly, either send it to the whole coordinating committee or at least send it to me and to Raul so we can go ahead and review and see where we can make some cost savings, because you've done a lot of good research and that sounds very helpful.
Yeah, I'll be sending it out by the end of this call. And then that way, the other thing that I looked at is I tried to get comparisons to see if the audio, because I know that's been a trouble for us on conference calls, is the audio quality. And all of them said that they were pretty good, in comparison to other services, had good streaming abilities.
Thank you. Very much appreciated.
Brenda, let me ask you a question. Thanks for all this work. If we did that, would we use the cameras on our computers to pick us up, and then there'd be little blocks for each person that's on the call, so that we look at the people, or do we have to go somewhere and? Say for the people in Houston, do we have to go meet and maybe at the station and get a camera, or how do we do the entrance?
That's a great question. As far as I understood with the websites that I did check, most of the web conferencing that they were referring to was more of like being able to share simultaneous information. So whether it be a presentation, and we would log into kind of a Skype-type service. I can send everybody the websites that I found. But that's the understanding that I had. But I don't know anything about webcams or anything like that. That could be a possibility, but I know that may be a challenge for some folks. So I think that would be something that either we should bring up to ask questions to the other board members at the PMB if the conference, like the actual webcam thing would be the best use of our time and resources, or would it be just that we would share information simultaneously while being on the phone? So, for example, it's kind of like a PowerPoint, like that everybody would have access to, like, a PowerPoint being shown and what are, like, corrections that people can make on this particular website.
So that's way less money than I was kind of thinking. That's a very reasonable price.
If I may jump in again, Richard or Brenda?
Sure. Yeah.
I think it's going to depend on what type of service it is. Like, I think what you're talking about, like a GoToMeeting type service where you all are, everyone's in front of their desktop and you can share documents, spreadsheets, and that sort of thing versus like an actual video interface for teleconferencing where we can see each other. So that's probably where some of the differences in meeting costs will come down. So I think once we can get the different resources in the office, we can analyze further, you know, what the capacities are and maybe come back with a recommendation. Raul, do you think that would make sense to you as well? Okay, well, that's my idea. Take what you've got, the raw data, and those would be the two main differences, I think, in terms of a video conferencing service, is one where we actually see each other's faces versus one where you just shared desktop spaces, how some of them work. So, yeah, Brenda, did you get that broken down with these different services, per se?
Yeah, like, for example, the web conferencing, like if we were to get onto a webcam, obviously will be a lot more pricier. There are monthly plans available, but they do have limited minutes for the web conferencing versus if we were to do, I mean, I'm sorry, for the video conferencing versus the web conference, which would have more minutes available for us to be talking and being able to share data on that particular.
Okay, so the web conferencing is like telephone conferencing with shared desktop capacities versus video conference that allows us to see each other. Is that the difference?
Yes.
And did you get side-by-side comparisons for each of those options with each company or no?
So not all of them offer the same services. So some offered the web conferencing, some offered
the video conferencing.
Video conferencing and the telephonic conferencing. So I'll be sending that out with each breakdown.
Cool. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody else have any other questions for Brenda? Thanks again, Brenda, for doing all this research. Teresa Allen, I don't think, is on the call, but she was supposed to be looking for that information, too. Teresa, are you on the call? Or Heather? Heather, I guess, is back in the country. She is out of the country, but she's not on the call. Well, that kind of leaves us in the lurch there with Brenda's research being the only thing that we have to talk about. We pretty much talked about that.
I have a question, Brenda. Could I get other board members, like, thoughts of what they would think would be best to use? Would it be the teleconference service? Would it be the video conferencing service or the web conferencing service? What would folks think would be the best use of our resources, given that I think the main purpose of the in-person meeting for September will be to pass the budget.
Serene to the staff.
Anybody? So who is that, Serene? Okay.
Yeah.
You can put me on after other people, Richard. Summer again.
Okay, Summer, all right, Serene.
So in response to your question, Brenda, I think that if, in fact, we do have candidates to interview, that portion certainly should be on video conferencing, but for the general, you know, for the rest of the work, as long as we can have, you know, the common access to the documents that you're referring to, which I think is particularly useful when we're doing budgets. You know, so someone says, oh, I'm looking at, you know, we went through that whole thing about which page are you looking at and which package and so on and so forth. So if we're all definitely going to be looking at the same thing, I think that would be useful. So we can actually use different resources for different parts of the weekend meetings or however long we determine it's going to be, depending on what particular thing we're trying to accomplish.
That's a good point. You could maybe mix the types and save money where we can and spend more where we need the video more. Is that what you're saying? Serene?
Yeah. I mean, we don't, with all due respect, we don't need to look at each other for most of the meeting, but for, you know, interviewing people, it would be helpful to have that as close to eye-to-eye contact as we could manage.
Right.
Could I be added to the staff, too, please? This is Katia.
Katia, okay. Were you through, Summer? I mean, Serene? Okay, Summer, you were next on the stack. Summer? Can't hear you, Summer.
Sorry, Richard, couldn't get off mute. I tend to agree with Serena in terms of using video conferencing. I think if we're trying to replace an in-person meeting, then we're probably going to want to use video conferencing, certainly for portions of that. Interviews make sense that one would do that through video conferencing. So I think it's whether it's a sufficient alternative to in-person meeting. And then if there's ways, obviously, to improve our regular ongoing teleconferences by, you know, shared desktops and other things, that might be helpful. So I think it's certainly worth looking at. But I think we're looking particularly for the in-person meeting, then probably we would want to incorporate a decent amount of video conferencing anyway. So that's just my thought on it. Thank you.
Yeah, and we'd have to give some thought to public comment. Would we want to have public comment just in the host station, or would we want public comment from around the whole network? That would be one thing. Okay, Katia, what did you say you needed?
Yep, that was my concern or my question too. How we deal with that issue if we're not in person? Like, how, you know, I guess it's stream, but then how do they interact? How does the public, the community, interact with us? Do they tweet questions? Do they email questions? And then if they do that, or comments or concerns? And if they do that, how will that work? How would that work?
I don't know. I think if we were trying to replace an in-person meeting, public comment at the location where the meeting would normally be held would probably be sufficient, but I think we should get some more guidance. If Heather's back and did any research into California law, that would probably be helpful here.
Thanks, Summer.
Yeah, it would.
Chair, this is Brenda. Can I comment something real quick?
And then
Green. Sure. So another thing with the teleconference service is that there's some that have more participants who can actually log into the call. So that can potentially allow for the teleconference and the web conference can potentially allow for more folks to log in and maybe, like, during this portion have a public comment or something like that. But I could look into it.
Okay, good. Shireen, did I?
Just very briefly on the public comment piece. If, in fact, we are going to be using, you know, some sort of telephone service or whatever the case is, it really gives us an opportunity to get public input from people other than just those in the listening area. So we should really maximize the use of the technology so that, you know, the same way we don't have to travel in order to participate, listeners don't necessarily have to travel in order to participate. So I think we would have been in Houston. So we don't necessarily have to have people gather in a place in Houston so that they can call in one at a time or whatever the case is. We can really broaden it to public input from the entire planet.
Yeah, well, my response to that would be it'd be a lot easier. It's a lot easier to increase the number of people who want to talk than it is to increase the number of minutes in an hour. We could maybe figure something. We could open it up a little bit. Did somebody come on the call?
Katia, no. Maybe she got dropped again.
You know, rather than us putting assignments around for next month, what would y'all think about if we sort of threw this thing open to everybody on the committee and said, in the next couple of weeks, if y'all can get some information? Like, I was at a movie the other day, and there were signs around talking about have your conference call here, have your conference meeting here. And I didn't know anything about what they were talking about, but I would be willing to go over there and talk to the people and see. What would y'all think about doing that? Just everybody sort of go out and fan out and get any kind of information, and maybe we can put the notes together from tonight. Maybe Brenda could put those together and say, you know, list these things that we talked about, the ED interviews, the public comments, the different types of using different types of things for different parts of the meeting and saving money where we can and stuff like that. Could you send that out to us pretty quick, Brenda? And then we could maybe all, unless y'all don't want to do that, but I was thinking,
I can send it by the end of tonight. It's just that Summer brought a great point. I didn't realize that there was a difference between a web meeting versus a webinar versus, like, I didn't know what the difference was. So that may be the difference in price. So,
I'm going
to double check on that. So I'm not.
Would y'all be interested in doing that? Just sort of the whole committee going out and looking maybe locally and around the internet, and let's just gather some information here for the next couple of weeks.
This is Raul.
Raul.
Ask a question. I'm just learning the mechanics of the in-person meeting here just now. So the public is going to be participating in the board of directors meeting. Is that correct?
The open session. The public is in the audience, and I think it's once a day we have public comment, and we set that time pretty rigidly so that people can schedule to be there and give their public comment. And they come forward and give their public comment.
Oh.
Shireen was talking about possibly opening that up and letting people around the country do that. Of course, we only have a limited amount of time, so
okay. We
have to figure out how to divide that up.
So in the past in-person meetings, there were some members of the public present at the meeting?
Yes. There would always be members of the public unless we were in executive session. And during certain portions of the open sessions, because it was usually 3 or 4 days, there would be particular portions where public comment would be facilitated, encouraged, allowed, permitted, whatever. So it may be Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m., for example. And those times were usually, well, there was usually an attempt to hold to those times because people would make an effort, you know, to come out so that they could speak.
Okay, so basically most of the people would be the local people where we host the board of directors meeting.
Exactly.
Okay, so the next meeting would have been Houston, and then the people in Houston would come to the venue and have their time to participate.
Right. They could observe anything that was in open session, and they could speak during the public comment, the stated public comment period.
I see. Okay. So now that's one consideration in researching the web conferencing and the video conferencing and webinar features.
Right.
Now I understand, so I could look around as well.
But just a note that, you know, just because there's going to be public comment doesn't mean that the public has to have the same phone number that we're necessarily having. We've got a tech guy streaming the call. Maybe he can jump in or something. But, I mean, you can set up a separate number.
Right.
That we activate only during periods of public comment, for example.
Right, exactly. As we are discussing this, I mean, there's a couple of things playing in my mind, like, you know, when you deal with video conferencing, there will be like people from Houston, people from Washington, D.C. Not necessarily each director will have their own camera, but the directors of one city will gather together in one place, maybe with some public if they are invited. And then so it's going to be a total, you know, each city will have the board, the four board of directors and their constituents basically during the office session. So everybody will, it will be probably just five videos equipment that's going to be installed in each of the facilities during that time period. So that's kind of like the variables there. Is that what we're looking at?
Well, it's a possibility. I would say it's a possibility that we could just use the five, well, not five. It would be seven cities, right? Because it would be the five station areas and then Heather's in Georgia and Janice's in Minneapolis and, you know, or depending on if the cost of accommodating more people is not, you know, prohibitive, anyone can have the entire meeting from their living room or their bathtub, whatever they wish.
Okay, so they could actually watch it and then they could actually field their questions during the question and answer or the public time. Okay, that's important to know.
Raul, one comment. You're talking about the people that come up to speak in public comment.
Yes.
They're not always just local. Sometimes people travel from the other cities where the stations are and come to the meetings and participate. And you know, we'll get people from various stations that have traveled to the meeting.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, is that if we announce that, you know, the public session will be, or the open session will be held at this particular time, this particular venue, then, you know, the local folks, whoever, wherever they are located closest to them, they will go to that particular venue. So there might be five or seven venues that we open up, and so we could actually, you know...
So we could not only save percent money, we could save those individuals who've been traveling. We could save them some money, too.
Right. So and, it's the same thing, yes.
Yeah. And save some energy. Who knows? Okay. Did I get any feedback there on the idea of opening it up for the next couple of weeks and just letting us gather information and sending it to each other? Does that sound good to everybody?
Yeah. As we are discussing this, I kind of surfed the web, and I see the 2013 best web conference services. I have about 10, companies that are doing this video conferencing, web conferencing services, and there's a lot of them basically that are doing this already, and they were. Compared with each other and who had the best performance so far. There's this company called Infinity Conferencing. There's an Intercall, Click Meeting, ReadyTalk, Adobe Connect Pro, Mega Meeting, GoTo Meeting. So I think there's a lot here to kind of research. There's a lot of resources out there.
Brenda for the stack.
We could probably look at it, in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Brenda?
Well, the other thing is that one of the things that we can do now that we have these different questions regarding public comment, because that's something I didn't think about, was public comment. And maybe we – I know I'll be calling some of the areas that some of the services that I saw and see if that's even possible to have a separate – line for public comment. Can we have it open to more participants during a period of time? So those type of things would all be different things that we would ask with all these different companies if that would be feasible.
Sounds good.
This is Summer.
Yeah, Summer.
So if we took the idea of having it at each location, I haven't looked sufficiently into the capacities in terms of, you know, how many meeting participants when you're doing video conferencing. Can you switch from terminal to terminal with, you know, webcams, et cetera, et cetera. But if it were done at each satellite location, as it were, and there were some sort of, you know, camera microphone set up there, you know, it is conceivable that, you know, public comment could occur by having, you know, people come to their respective radio stations, which would be an entirely different style of public comment than what we've done in the past, but would surely, well, hopefully honor the spirit, if not the letter. So anyway, yeah. So yeah, thank you, Brenda. When you get back with that, tell us a little more on that. Thank you.
We know one thing, too. The there was a Houston meeting, five or six years ago, maybe longer, and we held it in the Houston Media Source office, I guess, or studios or something. And they're a video group. I mean, they do different community video things, and they give out or rent out equipment and help people make their films and stuff like that. I'm sure there are places like that. The new or the temporary location in Washington, D.C. is in a building that is run by a company like that, and they might be able to help us. I don't know, Katia is still on there?
I am. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Katia, okay, maybe you could talk to,
I can check in with Armando and see
Armando,
what is possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say that we've had some incidents in the building. So, you know, I don't know how willing he'll be to help us, but, you know, he might. He's a very nice man, so I'll ask him about that, what capabilities they have.
Okay, yeah. And I'm going to go back over to this Houston Media Source and talk to them, too. Did somebody come on that asked to just be on the set? No? Somebody come on or go off?
This is Heather.
Oh, Heather.
Who is that?
This is Heather.
Hey, Heather. Welcome back.
Thank you. I intended on getting on much earlier. The meeting's probably almost over, right?
Well, we're talking about it probably is. We're talking about the idea of having some kind of video conferencing at parts of the meeting for the in-person or in parts teleconferencing, you know, when you don't need the pictures. And we're just bending all that about. Brenda did a good amount of research, and she's going to be sending that out to all of us, and to Summer and Raul are going to look into it more, I guess, in California. And I think about the last thing that I commented was, and I didn't get any negative feedback on this, was that rather than waiting for the for our next meeting, which is a month away, what would y'all think about us just working for the next couple of weeks and gathering information locally and on the web and everything, and send it back and forth to each other, and let's get knowledgeable about this process. And this may turn out to be a very interesting thing. We were talking about the fact that we needed to remember public comment, and Shireen commented that maybe we could figure some way to make some of those public comments available around the country and not just in the host city. There's a lot of different aspects of it. You were going to look at California law as related to having.
I was. That's right.
Have you sound like you have
no,
a cold?
No, I'm sorry. No. I just. My apology. No,
yeah.
I haven't.
Okay. Well, then maybe you can follow up on that. And
I can. Yes, I can do that. So we have not made a decision. Is that correct?
Oh, no. We're just gathering everything.
No. Can I jump in here, Richard?
Who's that, Summer? Go.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back, Heather. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Really? Hope you. It sounds like you had a great time there, so I'm glad.
It was very interesting. I'm coughing away here. My time is all messed up right now, so I apologize for being so late.
No problem. So what we were really talking about were some of the differences and specificities of the services, whether it is a true video conference where you can actually see the participants. And how does that break down, single area by single area, four people in front of a camera, or individual people on, their individual webcams, on, individual workstations, and where does the public fit in? Do we end up doing it at satellite locations? Does that satisfy the requirements? Do we only have it in one location where the meeting was supposed to have been? Do we allow people to submit public comments some way other than orally? So those types of issues are kind of what are factoring into both the technical and financial considerations, and of course will have legal implications, particularly I think in terms of participation in public comment. What constitutes acceptable public comment in the digital age is probably somewhere we want to interface with the California Corporations Code, okay, for nonprofits and open meetings. And maybe back over to CPB even on open meetings, so that's kind of where the conversation has ranged over those types of specifics. And also the difference between video conferencing versus like shared desktop GoToMeeting type of meetings, which wouldn't satisfy probably some of what we want to do if we're replacing an in-person meeting, So, anyway, thank you.
That sounds great.
And the idea of mixing the different things for specific needs, we might be able to find lower cost things to do if we don't need a lot of media time, but at times where we're interviewing ED candidates, we might need more video and stuff like that. So it might cost us more, say, for 3 hours on Sunday morning rather than the other part. We might be able to get it with less whistles and bells for cheaper. Did I hear somebody else speak up back there? Was that Serene?
Serene Felista.
Okay, Serene.
Okay. So the PNB meets next on August 8th, which is almost exactly 2 weeks from now. But if we could give ourselves, those who are inclined to work on it, and maybe we can check with the techs, the national techs, as well as any technically inclined people at your station, who you think are open to and may have the time to share some information. So that we can actually, before we go much further down this road, bring it to the PNB and see if there supports this, before we invest too much more time on it, and especially because if there is no support for it, selling cookies for airfare might come into play, and we would need to start that process sooner rather than later.
That's a good point. And maybe we can get some kind of presentation together. Did you say that next meeting was? No, the next meeting is on the 25th?
No, isn't it? Oh, wait a second. What's today? Oh, you're right. I'm looking at the wrong month. Oh, no, I don't think we can have it by the 25th. I mean, I think we should report on whatever we have. The next meeting is scarcely a week from today. So, no, I was thinking of being able to present a package to them by the 8th.
Okay. That sounds good to me. But
still, on the 25th, if we get to this agenda item, I don't know where it'll be, but if we get to this agenda item, we should certainly sort of give a brief outline of what we're considering, again, before we spend too much time on something that may not be, in fact, what's acceptable to the majority of the board.
Yeah, that sounds good. Anybody else want to comment? Well, y'all want to adjourn and get out there and start gathering information, and let's see if we can get something together to maybe just an outline for the 25th.
Chair, this is Brenda.
Yeah, Brenda, go.
If I'd like to know
if we can get a consensus or an idea from the committee, how long would this conferencing be? Like, would it be the same as an in-person meeting, like we'd spend 8 hours conferencing, or would we break it up like smaller chunks over a week? What are people's senses in order for me to be able to get a better idea of a quote for each of these services?
This is Summer. Okay, so I think we wouldn't be looking at a four-day conference for one thing, because we do that partially because of the huge expense of travel, trying to get the most out of it, and recognizing that we lose half a day on that fourth day to travel time. So I'd say we'd look at a three-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think it makes sense to still keep it grouped together in terms of people's attention span. If it gets too spread out, we'll lose people on different days. But you can probably only stay glued to a computer screen so long, so we probably have to do it in chunks. I would say still look at 8 hours a day, maybe, or 6 to 8 hours. See if there's, like, some range where suddenly the price either bumps up or drops down, depending. But I would still look at a block of 3 days, potentially, and we could maybe adjust it accordingly. Because probably, you know, just human needs, it's probably going to be pretty hard if we're not in person to stay quite as long between breaks. So maybe we do three chunks during the day, you know, like 3 2-hour sessions each of the days. I don't know. I mean, I'd be very open to people's suggestions, but I think that we should still try to keep it grouped as a weekend dynamic so that we get through the business and probably not as long because we're not traveling. So I would try to get a quote for something, you know, if you did 3 8-hour days, that would be 24 hours block of time spread out over the 22 conference participants. And then blocks of, you know, we usually have at least 1 hour public comment each day. So, you know, factoring in however that would work, depending on, you know, it would just be a station if you're doing it like computer terminal by computer terminal. So I think that's one of the big things, is whether it's going to the individual webcams of 22 computer monitors plus a public one and a CFO one, so like 25 basically, or is it going to like a signal area and somehow you're switching around? There's some technical details there that I don't think we have a handle on. If you could get more information on that, I think that would be very helpful in terms of decision making too. So, but I would still try to book like that for hours of each thing, you know, because probably the price will get cheaper, you know, on a permanent basis, maybe. So, thank you.
Okay.
You know,
then.
The question that came to my mind was, and this might be something for y'all to ask the different people that we talk to over the next week or so. What kind of strain is it on people to do a video conference? Is there more strain, or is there? I mean, do they only recommend that you do it for 3 hours in a row and take a break and then three more or something? You know, is there? I'm going to ask that kind of question just so that we don't put together something that's not physiologically feasible. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's my concern, Richard. Is I do think there are limitations on sitting in front of computer terminals. It's a very different dynamic than when you're sitting at tables in person.
Yeah.
And even though we sit for lengths of period, people get up, they come and go. I think that's something that really needs to be considered, because one might need to significantly restructure the flow of the meeting if we decide to go in this direction to accommodate, you know, human reality. So,
yeah.
I'll ask Armando that as well, since they seem to do nothing but video. You might have some insight into that.
Now, who's that?
Armando.
Katia.
The gentleman you told me to talk to, remember? That you asked him to talk to?
Yeah, you're right, Katia. Ask Armando, like, he may have some feel for that. I mean, he shoots video. He doesn't do video conferencing. But there may be some articles out there in terms of, like, optimal meeting length for video conferencing. I'll bet you if you punch in a search term, like, can video conferencing replace your annual meeting? Articles will pop back, okay,
yeah,
with advice how to restructure on what's reasonable, okay?
Okay, well, I can do research on that.
Thank you.
Great. And you with you have access to Armando. He's a great resource.
Yep.
Okay, Brenda, did I hear you starting to speak here a minute ago?
Yes. So another thing that I'm curious, and again, I'm going to be, I probably won't have this done by tonight because we do have a lot more questions than I had researched, sure. But I'll try to look through all the websites to see if I can get some responses. But something that we could potentially think about is having the station, because I'm thinking about station resources, and I know at least at KPFK sometimes it gets a little hectic, especially if that time may or may not be fund drive time, and whether or not we can have even the space to be able to do a web conferencing at the station. But an idea would be to find a location to do a public comment in a remote area. So, for example, either having it at the station but still allowing the directors to be, like, either in their home or whatever it may be. But that way we wouldn't use as many lines or as many video cameras to be able to do that type of work. So that's also another idea.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
That's what I was suggesting.
Oh, okay.
These local video outlets that specialize in community stuff, I'm sure they would just really like for us to come and do it at their place, you know, and then we might even get them to donate the time of some of it anyway.
In New York, it's cable access. It's like community access. Those channels, for example, if we were using Manhattan, it would be Manhattan Neighborhood Network. In Brooklyn, it's BCAT and so on and so forth. But I think just about every major city has them.
And we've utilized DC cable access before, many times, I think so.
Great.
But whether they would be able to accommodate Pacifica for 3 days, 2 or 3 continuous days, many hours, you know, at a time, that's the kind of thing we need to check.
Yeah, for sure.
And, of course, it would help, you know, as soon as we have actual dates, but whether or not they're even open to using their time that way because they have their own schedule of producers and recordings and, you know, so forth.
Well, that earlier motion was for the end of September. The 27th comes to my mind for some people. So we might ask them somewhere in that area, in that ballpark, you know, the end of September.
I think it was the September 20th to the 23rd. So that'd be the third weekend of September.
Okay. I was even thinking further toward the end of the month. I think that's what that motion, or was that Tracy's motion that was a couple months ago? This is exciting. Y'all have tweaked a lot more of my interest than I thought it was going to be. So if we've just about touched on everything we can talk about tonight, why don't we go on and get off the call and get busy and start doing some research and sending it back and forth to each other.
Point of information?
Sure, Serene. Yeah.
Are you suggesting we wrap up a PNB-related call in under an hour because we got something done?
It is kind of unique, isn't it?
It's shocking. Who could be learned here? Thank you.
I move that we adjourn.
Well, thank you, Brenda, again for doing good preliminary work to get the ball rolling on all of this. So,
yeah, thanks, Brenda.
Yeah, no problem.
Madam Secretary, thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night, all.
And you can get with me later tonight or in the morning or something, Brenda, if you want to talk about outline or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to send out an email, Richard. I'm just telling folks who votes for the differences and just a little bit of what the differences are, saying like web meeting versus a webinar versus a teleconference, and
some
questions that people brought up, so then that way they can ask those questions with whoever they get.
About,
public commenting and ED interviews and budgets and all that?
Yeah, so like looking at potential time, like I wrote down that it would be over 3 days, it would be anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. If we can do sessions, like 2-hour sessions between each day, how would we accommodate public comment? And then can we have a mix of everything if that particular website or that particular company offers all three types of services?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Sounds to me like the main items for that, whatever, however we do that meeting, is going to be the ED interviews and the budget analysis. Hopefully we'll get all our budgets approved.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why it would probably make sense to go more towards the webinar and having the web meeting with the webcam.
Yeah.
Those two would probably make most sense versus a teleconference. But I'll still put it there just so people can get
it. Well, and we can mix them up. You know, it's like I think it was Serena that suggested that maybe, like when you're doing the ED interviews, not as many people can participate in those. So we might be able to pare down and then open up for the other.
Yeah, I want to write down to see if people can find either a company that offers all three services and to see what they would quote us for utilizing all three methods or whatever it may be. Just so people get the sense of how much a teleconference cost relative to, for example, a webcam meeting.
And it sounded like we're always going to look into it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I will definitely look into it.
Oh, you there? Okay. Yeah.
I'm here, yeah. I think, there are kind of a lot of variables, and it would be more effective if we contact each of the company. When the company provides you with a proposal, they give you all this information, this technical information, and they ask you what you need, and they kind of design it for you.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to say I wouldn't be able to get it done by tonight because I would want to call
absolutely.
And tell them the scenario I would
call a few people as well and just kind of like ask them, this is what we're planning on doing, and they'll be happy to provide you with all this information. And along the line, I mean, during this time, you will learn a lot how this works and all those things that we need. Now there we know the variables, we need some public access, and we need some, we're in different cities, we are in 5 different locations. These things are really key. These are key information that they would need from us, and I'm sure that they would ask more questions because there's like things that they probably need to consider. But and that's where we start. So in the next meeting, I think we're gonna have more information and actual firm proposal and firm costs that we could look into.
Good deal. Okay, then it sounds like you need to talk to me anymore, Brenda. Just keep on keeping on like you're doing.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Gentlemen, have a good evening.
Everybody's hard work.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.